You are listening to a conversation with conservation technician Todd Kuloff from the Isanti Soil and Water Conservation District right here on Q Media's On Demand. So why don't you go ahead and just give us like a quick background on what the Isanti Soil and Water Conservation District does.
Sure. So the Soil and Water Conservation District, or local units of government, you know, they began back in the Dust Bowl era. It was decided by the Soil and Water Conservation District could be established by local petitions to help farmers during that time to establish conservation practices. Now, the Soil and Water here in Isanti started in 1963 by petition of citizens in Isanti County. And it's overseen by five board supervisors that are elected by Isanti County. So prior to 2003, the Soil and Water here focused mainly on like agricultural and habitat-related activities. But now, as we've been able to grow and add more staff, we've been able to expand our conservation efforts. So now we have the capacity to assist community with protecting and restoring natural resources related to agriculture, lakes, rivers, wetlands, groundwater, natural habitat. And if you notice, I said, I mentioned willingness of landowners. So you see all of our conservation efforts are driven by voluntary conservation. So I have to give recognition to the Isanti County community, the townships, the city, lake groups, farmers, lakeshore owners. Isanti County community has made it clear that they care about the environment. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard the words, you know, I want my children and my grandchildren to enjoy the environment like I did when I was a kid, you know, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to know that such a wide community effort is being put forth to help with those sort of situations that are affecting our environment. May I ask then, does the trend, I guess, of changes to the climate definitely play a more of a factor in your guys' job as it did back in the day?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that we've seen has been like an increase in precipitation,
mm-hmm.
And that absolutely drives our practices or projects that we put on the ground, because we have to kind of take into consideration, like, you know, the size of these projects, because instead of just treating a 1-inch rainfall, you know, we have a potential that, you know, there's going to be an increased amount of rain, so we have to increase those sizes to meet those expectations of these projects. So the amount or the effectiveness and the amount of nutrient and pollution reduction that they're able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so then we'll move on here. So with the rain garden that's going in for Spectacle Lake itself, what all is a rain garden do for such a body of water?
Yeah, okay, so I'll kind of just give you a little of an idea of what a rain garden is. And it's pretty simple. So a rain garden is just, you know, a depression in the landscape that collects rainwater coming off lows and roofs, driveways, yards, you know, other impervious surfaces. And the goal of this rain garden or depression in the landscape is to capture and filter that rainwater on the land rather than that rainwater washing directly into the nearby water body. You know, so you might ask, you know, why is it so important to prevent rainwater from reaching the lake? Well, when the rain hits the ground and the roofs and the driveway and so forth, goes over the yards, you know, it's picking up sediment and nutrient that can negatively affect the water quality and aquatic habitat. So over time, you know, if something's not done, The continuing nutrient and sediment loading can promote undesirable water conditions, so like algae blooms, unwanted weed growth, the reduction in fish habitat, and these are, you know, this is one of the reasons that this location, especially at Speck Lake, is so important. So, it, like you said, it's a beach area, and so many people enjoy this beach area because it is, you know, Spectacle Lake lives up to its name. It's spectacle. You know, it's spectacular. And people love going there. Right now, there is a resource concern, significant resource concern, with all that runoff washing off the street and the yards, and it's flowing directly into the beach area. So, you know, it's concerning because, you know, soon enough, that's all going to add up. And instead of having a nice, clean water for kids and families to go and enjoy, you know, you might start seeing that increased algae bloom and, you know, the slime and all those things that people don't want to be swimming in.
Right. Yeah. So do I take it that the water quality then at the lake itself has reached or is close to reaching a state where this rain garden was necessary then?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, like you said, although the lake is currently healthy, there is a reason to be concerned for the health of the lake. So recent data that we have, you know, indicates a shift in the water clarity trends from like an increasing trend, so increasing, like getting clearer, you know, back in 2014 to now, there's really no trend, so it's kind of stagnant. So that kind of leads us to believe, you know, that the water clarity might start to decline. Mm-hmm. And so this rain garden being installed will help keep this lake at that protection mode for a long time. You know, we want to keep it where it's at. We don't want to see that, you know, flat line of that flat trend, or even worse, like a declining trend.
Gotcha. All right. Is there any sort of an estimated timeline then for this project? I imagine it's not too in terms of constructive damage wise or anything like that, but I take it, it must take a little bit of time to put something like this together.
Yeah, I want to say Monday should be done.
Oh, by Monday.
Oh, yeah. Things look fantastic. You know, yeah, things are looking really good. Hopefully Monday everything will be ready to go.
Will that mean then that the lake and sort of like that beach sort of area, that everything is going to be very much opened back up right away, or is there still going to be like a waiting period before everyone can kind of come back?
No, but that's a good question. No, it'll be open right away. You know, but we want people just to be aware of, you know, where the garden is. You know, cars go down there, so, you know, stay off the project site, you know, and just keep in mind, you know, that it's there so that, you know, we can have this resource for a long time. You know, this is important. And I think, you know, right now you look at the lake and it's like, oh, this is a beautiful lake. You know, why should I be concerned? Well, just keep in mind, the rain garden wasn't there. There is that potential that down the road things are going to get worse. And so just be aware it's there, and stay off. You know, don't walk in the gardens, or don't park on top of it. And but yeah, once Monday comes, wide open.
All right, then. And then, is there any plans for any more rain gardens in any locations or any other lakes in the area, like anything you guys have planned for the future?
Yeah, so we are always looking for landowners wanting to protect water quality and surface water. Specifically with Spectacle Lake, we have identified sites around Spectacle Lake where rain gardens and other water quality projects would be beneficial. The most important piece of the puzzle is building those relationships with the landowners. so that we can get these projects installed. You know, we work real closely with the Lake Association. We work closely with the landowners around the lake. There's one small project right now that's being designed. You know, I've made several site visits. So, you know, like I said in the beginning, the community of Isani County is very willing to be a part of protecting, you know, these resources.
Yeah. Awesome. And then, is there a way for potential landowners that are looking to do that sort of protection itself? Is there a way for them to contact you to get in touch in terms of getting sort of any sort of ideas rolling?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So they could call my office. They could call my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I can give you my office number if you like.
Yeah.
And our website, isaniswcd.org, is a great resource. I love going out on site and, you know, making site visits and just talking with people. Even when they're, you know, I always tell landowners, any improvement of natural resources is a good thing. Sometimes, and a lot of times, it's something they can do on their own. And that's one of the things that us at the Soil and Water can help out with. You know, we have plant lists, we have old designs, you know, we can just talk and give ideas. The old Google machine, one heck of a resource. YouTube. We're always here to provide some type of assistance.
This has been a Q Media Group production.